Welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club for the first round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. This summer in Detroit has been just spectacular. Millions of visitors have flocked into the city. The NFL draft was absolutely spectacular. What I look back is as we were pursuing many of these events, the Rocket Mortgage Classic was the first of the return of big events in Detroit. We remember the days in the 2000s of Major League Baseball, Super Bowl, Final Four, Ryder Cups, and others. We're now seeing ourselves as a city get back in, and Rocket Mortgage Classic was the leader in all that. It really reflected back to 14 years ago when Quicken Loans, now Rocket Mortgage, made the decision to move team members from the suburbs downtown. Downtown with some boarded up buildings and frankly a city that folks didn't want to visit. Like 14 years ago, the Rocket Mortgage Classic is seeing people follow. And Dan, that's what you saw 14 years ago. You asked people to follow you down here, and they have.
Well, yes, Mark. It's great to be here, by the way. And we're here in the Paul W. Show.
Paul W. with Mark J. Hollis and Daniel B. Gilbert.
You got it. So it's great to be here for the sixth year in a row. And I know you've worked very hard on this tournament all those 6 years. And I'll tell you what, the energy downtown, as most people know when they come down here, is it a probably multi-decade peak. And a lot of it is because of these events. When you think of the golf tournament being down here, you think of the draft and everything that happened there. And there's other events that are coming up, I know that. And everybody's working very hard, swimming together, the community, the trade groups, the government, the city, the county, your team, and it feels good, and we feel really good about it.
The thing I love about this event, Rocket has more than 100 team members that are very engaged with this event. The egos, they're checked at the door. We understand this is an event for the community, and all of us, it's a family. All of us contribute in a way that is welcoming, is engaging, and that's why we're seeing the big crowds out here at the Detroit Golf Club.
No question about it. We've raised $8 million for the community, $4 million of it going to bridge the digital divide since we started 6 years ago, or 5 years ago. This is the sixth year. So it'll continue to grow, continue to do well. I mean, it's only one of two PGA Tour stops in an urban core, which is another remarkable achievement by Detroit.
The other one being Atlanta at Eastlake, and Eastlake is much older than ours. It's been around for a long time. Sam Puryear, who is the golf coach at Howard, was really the guy who started all of the youth clinics down there.
Yeah.
We are decades behind them, but the impact that we've seen in the first 5 years, especially with the digital divide efforts, have just been incredible. I mean, it's nothing. Even the tour, you know, we're going to talk with PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan soon. They've not seen anything like this on the tour.
It's really a feather in the cap of Detroit, but we see this with the NFL draft. We see this when any event comes to town. The city surrounds the event and gets behind it, and the energy, you can just feel it. You can not only hear it at the golf club, but people are just buzzing all over the city talking about it.
I don't want to say this just to compliment you. I want to say it because this is how Detroit works, but you do have a vision eye. You have a vision eye that you can then describe to others, and others jump in and want to make it's successful. So when you look at moving downtown, you look at this coming here, you wanted eyeballs of the world to see Detroit in a new light. The draft delivered that. This event delivers that, where people get to see. The one thing about this event that I love is the first year tour players did not want to stay downtown. And in the second year, they begged to stay downtown. They saw it and they wanted to come back.
Well, you're touching on a point that's exactly the demons we've been fighting the last several decades. You know, the reputation of the past and getting people not just here but from all over the country to overcome that. That's why these events are so key, because the national television shows what Detroit's really about and doesn't show an old reputation, an old narrative, and they get to really look at the new narrative, which is the truth, and the truth is that the city is ahead on so many levels. It's safer. The economy is way better. It's cleaner. It's just night and day compared to what it was. And the existing community has embraced it. Outsiders have embraced it. People who moved down here have embraced it. People from the suburbs have embraced it. So, Mark, you've done a great job with it. and I'm glad to be part of it.
Back in 2018, we all wanted to do this because of your vision. A lot of things have happened in our country. A lot of things have happened to you. And it's so gratifying to see you at the event, cheering it on in such a positive way. Today is Bowtie Day. A friend of mine, a son to you. An incredible individual, and players, caddies, fans, a tribute to just a dear friend who officed right next door to me and inspired me, continues to inspire me on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, Nick is still here. We can feel him, and having that bow tie is really sentimental for a lot of us because that's sort of his trademark now, represents him, as we keep his legacy alive in a lot of different ways.
How are you enjoying this tournament? You've been out a little bit more the past couple of years.
I mean, I love it. I just love the energy of it. You know, it's just great to be here. Great to see so many people, sponsors and people that work at the company and people from the PGA, the golfers. Maybe Ricky Fowler go back to back, huh?
That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
That would be great.
It was emotional last year, the way he came in on 18. This event has a lot of other connections to it. It's more than a golf tournament. Aaron Emerson, who's here with us now, played in a pro-am that brought together just a great collection of people as amateurs playing with pros, youth clinics, so much. But at the end of the day, and you talked about it at the top of the segment, it's the for more than profit. It's making this community better. It's the financial contributions and the connections with people of this city that really deliver, I think, what it is you wanted when this thing came from Washington, D.C. to the heart of the city of Detroit.
It's just another piece that can propel Detroit ahead from a reputational standpoint and from economic standpoint and for the community standpoint. So it works on all levels.
I wanted to wrap up this segment maybe looking a little broader with Detroit. As you look at what's happening right now, the NFL made a choice to come to Detroit, the NCAA. We have a massive convention coming in with the National Guard. It's a national conference from all 50 states. People are picking Detroit again like they did back in the early 2000s. Ford Motor Company, you know, having the impact in a different area. This is something that we take pride in because the city means so much to us, but I've got to think that you are appreciative of them as they are of you for what you've done in the city, that they're catching it, they're jumping on. They're making it a better experience for all of our team members and families as well.
Well, it's great to see other businesses and people, frankly, jump on and investing in the city. And certainly the reopening of the train station was a huge marker and a symbolic one at that, as you know, because that stood out there for so long as the negative symbol of Detroit in the bad era. And now for them to come in and make that into the beautiful rehabilitated building that it is, I mean, it really represents everything that's really going on. So kudos to Ford Motor and Bill Ford. And we have GM moving into their world headquarters into the Hudson site, which is another big bet and great move,
right,
in my opinion. And we keep seeing more and more companies and more people investing in Detroit. And I think if you don't, you're going to miss out. And you don't want to tell your grandkids when they write about what happened here in the early part of the century to Detroit, how did it come back from where it was? You don't want to tell your grandkids when they say, where were you and how were you a part of it? And you say, well, I was golfing somewhere else instead of right here at the tournament.
And just to wrap this segment
part of it.
Gilly's downtown. I'll be going down there for dinner tonight. It's a tribute. Both directions. It's a tribute to your son, Nick, but it's also a tribute to your dad, who had an establishment right across the street here in Woodward. Pretty cool establishment.
Yeah, he had a bar here for many years, right at 7 Mile in Woodward, right here on the east side of the street. He just drove here on the way in. It was called Saxy's, and I sort of grew up there. I mean, not really sleeping there, but spending a lot of time there, and I remember playing with his adding machine in the basement. I don't know if you know what an adding machine. You know. I don't know if the listeners all know.
Yeah, it's
all the listeners here skew a little bit older, so they probably
all that know artificial intelligence now. It's things you had to manually. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's a little different now.
Gilly's is a great, great spot, and you're going to stick around for another segment. Commissioner Jay Monahan is going to join us
Excellent.
On Focus, and
I'll be here.
We'll have that conversation right after this short break.